Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
To another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests if you miss them live and in their entirety. We have a fantastic young man on the show tonight. He hails from Arizona, one of the top defensive backs in the Pac-12. He was 2019 team MVP at the position, 9 career INTs for almost 200 yards, 191, 26 passes defended. And when you think about a young man that really knows how to use and really kind of fine-tune the technique and craft of defensive back, it's going to be none other than our guest, Lorenzo Burns. Lorenzo, welcome to the show. How's the evening treating you?
Thanks, Bob, for having me on. And even good. It's nice weather out here in California. I'm just enjoying the day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And we were talking briefly before we went live. You were invited to the NFL PA Bowl. It's virtual this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But as I told you, one of the highest accolades a senior can get is being one of those all-star names. That means the eyes that will hire you, the NFL eyes, want to see more and learn more about you. And you said tonight you have your first meeting. Do you know anything about what you'll discuss or what that first meeting is going to be about?
I know the first meeting is going to be an introduction. I mean, the crazy part is that we get to have, like, a virtual concert, which is cool, with Sway Lee. I don't know if you know who that is, but, Yeah, we get to have a concert with him, and then after that we'll sit down and give us an introduction of everybody that's going to be giving us that's going to go into the breakout rooms and talk to us and give us advice about life after football, during football, how to finance, how to handle your money and everything. But I'm pretty excited for this moment.
Excellent. And my background is Swayze. I am familiar now. Grant, I'm a little older, so I'm not as hip on everything. But back in the day, I had a pretty good background. And I'm going to tell you two quick stories because this show's about you. Tony and Charlie King were the first African-American brothers to play in the NFL or AFL. They were with the Buffalo Bills. I see him at the Hall of Fame. They have a plaque up for him. This is about 5-6 years ago. I asked Charlie, I said, I do the interview afterwards. I said, what do you do now? Because he's an older guy. He goes, I'm the head of security for Public Enemy. I'm like, I grew up on Public Enemy. I love Public Enemy, blah, 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 blah. So he's like, yeah. You know, he laughs. He starts walking away. And I'm like, I know he really doesn't believe me. So I walk back up to him. I said, Charlie, listen, I'm telling you, I'm a really big PE fan. So I go straight into Terradome, right to the Welcome to Terradome. I start singing the whole song to him. He starts singing with me. He starts laughing. He starts saying, yeah. He starts pointing his finger and he's laughing at me. He says, you know what? He goes, we're coming back here in October. He goes, you're going to be backstage with us at the Blue House of Blues. So that was one. And one more quick one, Combine. Snoop Dogg was down at the Combine at the Adidas suite. And, I went down there and I did an Eric B. and Rakim song because that's what he sings in old school. And that could have backfired, Lorenzo. That could have backfired very quickly. But he actually started rapping with me. So I always tell my kids whenever they think I'm kind of off or, a weird dad, I'm like, listen, I rap with Snoop Dogg, and you might like this. I'm a short guy, Snoop 6'6". I remember he had his arms folded. He kept looking down at me. He's like, yeah. Long story short, So back to you and being one of these top-flight defensive backs making his path towards this next level. Young man, I'm curious. Have you always had that athletic trait? And I told you, I was watching your highlights. You have great hands. So when did that receiver, I assume, kind of transfer into that DB that we see now?
Growing up, I always wanted to play receiver. One of my favorite players was Chad Johnson growing up, to be honest with you, on the offensive side of the ball. I used to wear 85 on flag football and everything. I wanted to be just like him growing up. So when I got into high school, I thought I wanted to play receiver in college too. So that's where it carried over. And then the athletic side, both my parents are very athletic. My dad played football at USC, and my mom played sports in high school. So I kind of carry both of their traits.
Definitely. You've carried that over. And, I believe I've met your father. I don't know if I've met him at one of the All-Star games, the Gridiron Classic or something. But Deshaun Burns, your father, I believe I've met him. And But he has a tremendous history. I mean, basically a lifetime coach. I mean, from every level. And like you said, I mean, he was the Deion Sanders of the West Coast back in the 89, doing the football, baseball. And then lo and behold, he became outstanding. I mean, I don't know. But when I read your bio and I saw the name, I'm like, I know him from somewhere, but I can't, I even looked on my phone. I'm like, do I have his dad's number in my cell phone? I'm like, because I looked at his picture. I'm like, I know I've met him. But with that said, I mean, your dad, I mean, he coaches at Linfield Christian. I mean, again, lifetime dedication to football. How much did everything that he learned, how much has that kind of, trickled into you, the residue of what he was able to do, help you to get where you're at today?
All right. He's given me a lot of game. Throughout the years of my career, sometimes we'll have a conversation about certain techniques that we kind of disagree on because he played in a different time. But a lot of the things that he gives me they're gems, and I really hold that near and dear to my heart, and I practice that every day, whether it's from technique to my mentality on the field or just being around my team and dealing with coaches. I mean, without my dad, I don't think I'd be here today. So I'm very thankful for him and his advice that he's given me.
Excellent. And now I don't know your mom, but you mentioned your mom was quite of an athlete. What was her background?
My mom said she played softball. She played basketball a little bit, and I think she ran track. That's what she told me. I've seen my mom throw the softball a little bit. She got her arm. She's pretty athletic. I've seen her field a couple grounders and catch a couple pop flies. She has a good arm, and she's a pretty good athlete.
So, I mean, is there any trash talking ever at the dinner table on who's the best athlete of the Burns family?
I mean, sometimes it's trash talk, but you got to be careful because everybody in our family is so competitive, it might turn into a big argument. But for the most part, it's fun. We keep it fun.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Lorenzo Burns, the standout Wildcat DB, here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft and what this young man brings to the draft table. If you miss, again, this show in its entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, to listen to it at your leisure. I always ask the guys that come on the program, Lorenzo, I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? I mean, when they start breaking down your tape and finding out, the intricacies of what you do, what are those hallmark abilities you think they're going to walk away being very, very pleased with?
I think one of the things that I take pride in my game is that I try to play physical. I play physical for my size. I'm 5'10", about 185, not 6 foot, but I still stick my head in there. I fit my head in on the run game, run support, and then my technique and being able to cover and move my hips and change the direction and having that fundamentally sound. And then another thing, I've been around football for so long that I know the game pretty well. I know how to make certain adjustments and how to recognize certain things. So I think all those qualities help me with scouts when they're evaluating me, and I think that's one of the things that they're going to take into consideration when they're talking to me.
Yeah, and you mentioned your size. And the first, when I start watching your highlights and stuff, what I could pick up off the internet, the first thing you reminded me of was Antoine Winfield, senior and junior. I mean, they're both undersized type DBs, but when you talk about the physicality that they bring to the position, it's kind of a whole nother dynamic, almost like a Mike Hilton from the Steelers. I mean, kind of a nickel DB, but I think you're more athletic. I think you're more gifted at the DB position within itself. But again, I think you really nailed it on the head too about that physicality. That's something that stood out. And I love the way you can contort to the ball. The first play of the highlights, I mean, the way you make that diving backwards, almost Odell Beckham-ish interception in the end zone. I mean, you have to have the skills to do that. You're just not going to fall back one day and find that. And as I kept watching you, that's why I was excited to ask you. I'm like, you put it this way, you're one of the defensive backs where if the ball is near your fingers, you're going to catch it. You're not one of those defensive backs that plays defensive back because you can't catch. You're one of those defensive backs because you can make plays, and I think your stats and statistics speak to that. I ask you this just to benefit you because this is your program and we want these scouts to know you inside out. Does anything go unnoticed that we can't see on tape? And I just ask you, maybe the system you ran didn't allow you to showcase certain styles of coverage. Maybe you're a weight room warrior, team captain. I mean, what other things that these guys, these NFL evaluators need to know that can help Lorenzo Burns get drafted?
Right. I don't like to do too much talking about myself, but, I mean, all I'm going to say is I'll let the scouts evaluate that and see what they think. I think on my end, just everything that I said, I try to encourage my teammates also and help them stay in the game. And I just love being out there on the field, whether it's man coverage, zone coverage. I got to go make a play on a run. I think all of those plays or techniques fit my game. All those assets, I can contribute to all of those. So.
Nice. And how about on a typical Saturday? I mean, what were you required? I mean, you know, what was your defensive staff asking from you on a typical Saturday afternoon?
They weren't asking anything crazy. You know, just to go out and do your job, be a great teammate, be a leader. Keep everybody's head up. Just the basic things that every football player should aspire to do on the field. Just do your job. That was pretty much it. And that's the standard I held myself to also. Just be a great teammate and do my job every play.
Wow. If Bill Belichick's listening to this, he's going to bring you aboard, right? I mean, you do your job. I mean, that is the motto in Patriots locker room. And I'm sure I got to stem from your father being the coach and just kind of preaching and making you practice what you preach by being a student of the game and a coachable kid. And you definitely come across that. You're so humble. Now, I do got to ask, I mean, are you – I can't imagine you being one, but I got to ask, but are you a trash talker out there or you just kind of go about your business quietly when you're on that island?
Most of the time, I'm pretty quiet. I just let my play do the talking. But, you know, there's sometimes where it's football and emotions are high. You know, there's sometimes where I'll bark a little bit and then, you know, talk back and forth and we'll get into it. But that's just the name of the game. Everybody does that. But I'm one of the ones that'll stay quiet for the most part. And then, you know, somebody comes my way or I feel a certain type of way sometimes, you know, I'll get into it. But that's pretty much it. Not a lot.
So, once again, Lorenzo Burns here on the C2P sharing a little bit about make him one of the top DBs. And, again, invited to the NFLPA Bowl. It's virtual this year. But, again, as you guys know, if you're draft fans, being invited to the Senior Bowl, the East-West Shrine Game, NFLPA game, those are the big three, and those are really the cream of the crop go in terms of draft evaluations. Lorenzo, we're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun with our guests. We call it three and out. A few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, let's go back your collegiate days. If you can make an INT against any team and return it for a pick six, which team and why?
USC. USC, because growing up, I always wanted to be a USC fan. My dad was a USC. Matter of fact, my dad would wear a USC shirt with a University of Arizona hat to a game, to one of my games. So, you know, growing up in California, I always knew about the USC. So, picking on getting the pick six against one of them, you know, that would mean a lot to me.
How about this one? Take us inside that Wildcats locker room. Could be you or could be a teammate. Sometimes teams have a ton of them. Sometimes teams have none of them. Who had the best nickname?
Who had the best nickname? Oh, man. That's hard because everybody has so many nicknames. I could even pinpoint one of them, to be honest with you. There's so many nicknames that I hear every day. So I could even give you an answer on that one. That one's tough.
What's the nickname for Lorenzo Burns?
Man, I get called a lot of things. I get called Zo. I used to be skinny. I used to be really, really skinny, like 160. So sometimes I get called, you know, like crackhead or something like that, you know, just be playing around by some of the weight coaches. But other than that's pretty much it. Zo. Oh, dog, things like that.
Excellent stuff. And then the final one, the draft will be here. It's right around the corner. I know it sounds far away, but I mean, it. Once we start this process, I mean, it's like a roller coaster ride. You're there before they even realize it. Who's the best cook in the Burns family? And as you celebrate that weekend, as you're, you know, make that next journey to the NFL, I mean, what would you like that celebratory meal to be made, and who would you want to make it?
Oh, the best cook in the family, we talking about intermediate. We talking about aunties and cousins and this, because well, I got some good cooks in my family. You got to be more specific with that one. Which you talking about intermediate? You talking about?
Well,
like
you know what?
Everybody.
Hey, put it. Yeah. Well, you know what? You're sitting on the couch, and the commissioner's about to say your name, and you're gonna hear your name called, and then you're gonna go get something to eat. What meal do you want that special person to make? You go, anybody in the family. This is the big day, man.
Okay. Okay. I'll say my auntie and my sister can cook, but my auntie most definitely can cook. She's the best cook by far. I would love her to make some fried chicken. She makes the best macaroni and cheese, cornbread, sweet potato pie, collard greens, and a little bit of sweet tea. And I'll call it a day. I'll be out.
That sounds delicious. I saved that question for last, and I'll tell you, there's so many times after the shows, if I had the ability, I just want to fly to your house that weekend and just sit with you and your family. And I'm a big cornbread guy. I'm a big mac and cheese guy. So all that stuff sounds super delicious.
We got some good food over there.
All right. Well, hey, don't block me yet. At least before you become a big time DB in the next level, don't block me. Just at least have me this opportunity. I might be able to eat with you in favor, and then you can shove me away. Fair enough.
Yep.
Hey, man. Well, hey, man. You've been a real blessing to have on. And again, I was so fortunate that you could have some time before your big meeting tonight with the NFLPA and introduce yourself to these teams. But I'm sure they're going to fall in love with you. Like I said, there's so much to like about your personality. And then that coincides with the personality of your game. I think they're both off the charts. But with that said, Lorenzo, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
No problem. Once again, that is Lorenzo Burns. And real quick, his father, Deshaun Burns, I'm telling you, I know this guy. And again, his track record, this guy's been a lifetime coach, coaching the NFL. Just as dedicated his life to football. And I'm sure it's got to be inspiring to him just to see his son be such a student of the game. And not only that, but just be a fantastic young man. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.